What happens after the most significant event in human history? I'm Chris Montgomery, senior pastor at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama, and welcome to Fraser 365. Today we're in a study called Victory, a journey from the cross to Pentecost. Our prayer is that through God's Word, you'll come to a greater knowledge today of what it means to be a disciple of Christ and live in the victory of His resurrection power.
Welcome to day 46 of From the Cross to Pentecost. Today's devotional is entitled, Meditating on the Wonder of God. Psalm 77, 11-14 says, I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your wonders of old. I will ponder all your work and meditate on your mighty deeds. Your way, O God, is holy. What God is great like our God? You are the God who works wonders. You have made known your might among the peoples. Our text for today is Psalm 68, 1-10. It says, God shall arise, his enemies shall be scattered, and those who hate him shall flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so you shall drive them away. As wax melts before fire, so the wicked shall perish before God. But the righteous shall be glad, they shall exult before God, they shall be jubilant with joy. Sing to God, sing praises to his name. Lift up a song to him who rides through the deserts. His name is the Lord. Exult before him. Father of the fatherless and protector of widows is God in his holy habitation. God settles the solitary in a home. He leads out the prisoners to prosperity, but the rebellious dwell in a parched land. O God, when you went out before your people, when you marched through the wilderness, the earth quaked, the heavens poured down rain. Before God, the one of Sinai, before God, the God of Israel. Rain in abundance, O God, you shed abroad. You restored your inheritance as it languished. Your flock found a dwelling in it. In your goodness, O God, you provided for the needy. Some thoughts on today's text. Psalm 68 is a psalm of David, a song focused on God's wonder-working power. Donald Williams and Lloyd Ogilvie introduced this psalm as follows. They say, the biblical worldview is unquestionably dynamic. God is on the move. He speaks creation into existence. He walks in the garden with Adam. He sends the floods in judgment and puts all of life into an ark. He calls Abraham by name and later rains plagues on Egypt. At his command, the Red Sea splits and Sinai thunders with the majesty of his presence. He leads his armies in battle and slaughters his enemies. He gives his people a land, but later carts them away from it in chains. Psalm 68 stands in this kind of context. Here, God is remembered for guiding Israel through the wilderness and defeating opposing kings. He shakes Sinai and has an army of chariots who do his bidding. He also speaks oracles, wounds his enemies, and orders a procession into his temple. He rides on the heaven of heavens and is more awesome than his holy places. The thought here moves from a call for judgment in verses 1-3 to a call for praise in verses 4-6, a call to meditation on God's guidance through the wilderness in verses 7-10, his victory over kings and his holy mountain. It goes through judgment and redemption in verses 19-23, his procession in verses 23-27, and God's victory in verses 28-31. The psalm ends with a call to praise in verses 32-35. Today's scripture focuses our attention on the power of God displayed through his miracles and throughout his creation. In 2014, Amanda Cook and Bethel Music wrote a song titled Wonder. The following phrases are sung throughout this song. May these words help you never to lose your wonder and awe of God. May we never lose our wonder. May we never lose our wonder. Wide-eyed and mystified, may we be just like a child, staring at the beauty of our King. Oh, fill us with wonder. You are beautiful in all your ways. You are glorious. You are beautiful. You are beautiful. You are glorious. You are beautiful in all your ways. May we never lose our wonder. May we never lose our wonder. Wide-eyed and mystified, may we be just like a child, staring at the beauty of our King. Some questions on today's reading. How does Psalms 68, 1 through 10 stir your heart toward recalling the miracles of God? Why is it essential for your praise of God to vocalize that His name is the Lord? See Psalm 68, 4. And finally, how is your praise connected to remembrance? Thanks for joining us today.